This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
A lot of people, when they find God, it's at a stage when they're at their most weak or at their most
needing
something to believe in or needing some sort of comfort, which does make you think that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, but also sometimes the opposite is true. When people have got everything they wanted, and realise there's an emptiness there.
Which is
the other way, in a sense.
No, it's not, because...
It's like, I've got everything in life that I thought was great.
Yeah.
That I always wanted, but there's still an emptiness.
Something else missing.
So it's not like I'm in terrible trouble and everything's going wrong, but it's like everything's gone right as far as my human view has
gone. That's still a personal need. Some people are perfectly happy and they can do without it.
I think arriving at a personal need is part of the process. Is that arriving at a need, whether it's a need because you're in terrible trouble or because you've arrived at a point where you've got everything you thought was what you wanted and it's still empty. It's still a hollow feeling inside you.
I think sometimes you have to lose everything you've got to realise what you need, because you can be on the race to sort of pick up as much bits and pieces as you can and spend life looking for the next thing. And as I said, either you reach the point where you do have it all and you question why is having this all meaning anything, or you lose everything and you start to question actually whether you needed to find it in the first place. But sometimes you do have to be put in a difficult position or a very well-off position, because without it, without that barrier being taken away, you're not even going to come to the point. It's not about you having your human mind making a decision of, oh, I haven't got things, what to do. It's actually, in my opinion as a Christian, it's about having your perspective taken off what you think to be important.
And quite often at that point, is it your point where you actually say, I don't know how or what? And in essence, quite often God requires us to actually admit that we don't know the answer. And that we don't know how to get what we want.
And the thing that gets in the way there with a lot of people is pride.
That's right. And quite often,
reluctance to admit that.
Or to arrive at that place and start working out a plan, how are you going to get out of it, which we all do. How am I going to climb back up again? Or how am I going to do something else that's making me feel good? But it's arriving at that and saying,
I'm at the end of my tether.
I'm lost.
There's nothing more I can do.
And I think that's when, most people, in one way or another.
Yeah.
And in lots of different ways.
It's different for different people.
And it's not always that same instant thing with everybody either. No. Quite often it's a slow... Some people it's a slow thing. Some people it's an instant...
Well, some people have grown up through it, and some people come from Christian families and haven't known anything other.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's any less relevant.
Yeah, they still haven't known necessarily happy.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.